Good evening, everyone. This is April the 3rd, 2024. This is your Creator Call. I'm Tom, your founder and co-host. We have Lois with us tonight. And we'd like to start all our calls with our exercises, so I'm going to turn it over to Lois, if she would be so kind to guide us through that.
Yes, we will begin by taking a few swallows of water. And for most of this session, you will have your eyes closed, so you should not be driving a vehicle, not watching TV, be in a nice, quiet location, sitting or lying down. We will begin with the correction for a reversal. And to do this, you take your right elbow and touch or go toward your left knee. Then take your left elbow and touch or go toward your right knee. And we'll do each of those two more times. Left to right, and right to left to right, right to left, and left to right. And it's very important that you actually do the reversal, because if you are reversed, or I should say do the reversal correction, if you are reversed, you will not be able to accept or receive Creator's blessings or healings or anything. So it is something you should do probably multiple times a day just to make sure that you are not reversed. Next, we will be doing a grounding exercise. And close your eyes and take a deep breath in all the way to your heart space. And let that breath out slowly. Take a deep breath in through your nose, all the way to your heart space. And as you exhale, send light and love to Mother Earth with heartfelt appreciation, gratitude, and thankfulness. Now accept the light and love Mother Earth is sending to you. Take a deep breath in through your nose, all the way to your heart space. And let that breath out slowly through tight lips. Take a deep breath in through your nose, all the way to your heart space. And as you exhale, send light and love to Creator with heartfelt appreciation, gratitude, and thankfulness. Now accept the light and love Creator is sending to you. Take a deep breath in through your nose, all the way to your heart space. And exhale slowly through tight lips. Tom, I turn the call back to you.
Okay. Thank you, Lois. Well, much continues to occur. In fact, we have, even since the Monday update, we've had another very significant thing happen. And I'll get into that in a bit here, but as I chat with you, Creator will be doing an update as is appropriate for each and every one on the call. So be receptive for that as we proceed, and keep your heart open, grounded, and in a positive place. Okay, I was mentioning we have a continuation, and that seems to be an everyday occurrence these days. It has been for several months. We've had some huge steps forward, ending duality, ending the kind of the motherboard that all the nasties have been plugging into, ending the all the originating things that the dark, remember the dark has created this paradigm and everything. We've had 199 successful paradigms that Creator has precipitated, and each ended successfully for their particular purpose. But this one began by a thought, well, we're not really making the progress, as Creator was thinking, that we would like with all these 199 paradigms, so what could we do different? Let's try maybe the opposite of what we've been doing, something along that line, and of course from that very thought, being Creator, that came into existence, the opposite of Creator being, well, Creator being love and creation, the opposite being fear and destruction, and that came to be from that very thought. And it was allowed to continue as, well, what is this? We've never seen this before. It was more of a curiosity at first, and it was allowed to blossom and continue. And it was allowed to be because it may give us a learning experience. And it continued on and over the years, and finally it was getting out of control, so a particular soul was asked to come forward. We know as Jesus actually made two visits. The first got really very little response. People weren't ready to receive that message of love in a very destructive environment of that time, of that era. And so he left and came back three entities in one. Saint Germain, Ashtar, and Jesus came as one entity. And the combined abilities of each provided those particular, well, we call them miracles, that were performed. Walk on water, manifest much from little, heal the sick, and so forth. Well, those were the combined benefits and blessings and abilities of the three. And that did get attention. And it also got the attention of the Caesar and his clan, who were all about control and displacing him with some deity was not well accepted. And we know how that ended. So the dark was pretty deeply ingrained, and because they created this paradigm, they put in all the pieces that they would need to forever, forever control this and never allow light and love to permeate and grow. So that went on for another couple thousand years, and things just got worse. We got into World War II and the invention of the nuclear bomb and the use of it was a very alarming concern that we would likely blow ourselves up, blow the whole Earth up here if this was proliferated. So a new plan was hatched, and that plan was to not play nice with the dark, because they don't play nice, but to remove them. Now, they've had 13,000 years at this point of insidious layers and layers of darkness that they have put in place so that they would never, ever, ever give up their power and control At least that was their plan. So several were invited to come to the earth, each with its own their own mission, to end this darkness and relieve us finally of this burden. And I was invited to come and was given special gifts. Trump came. He had his special gifts. Lois came some years later with her special gifts. And there are many. In fact, there are many on this call that have, all of us have special gifts, but we had particular gifts that would bring it in to the darkness, or at least that was the intent. But the dark being, again, having created this game on their own, they made sure they could monitor everything as well. They knew I was coming, for example, and they loaded me up with all kinds of gunk at my birth, so I would never find my purpose. Just as you each have a purpose when you came here. It had to be a positive purpose, what you came here to learn, to explore. And by and large, you have done that. Maybe it didn't seem that way. It seems like it was riddled with obstacles. But in fact, that's where the learning begins, by being challenged. And when you're challenged, you have a couple of options. You can do what most people have done. I've done it. You've done it. We fight it. We get mad at it. And we blame. We blame the Democrats. We blame the, you know, this religion or that religion or this race or that race or the men or the women of the world, and on it goes. You know, the IRS, the CRA, and rightfully so. I mean, these are problem areas where we have seen divisiveness and problems, and the courts, the illegal system that we have today. For example, in New York, the system that will take Trump to court for something that he never did. There was nothing improper at all about his dealings. In fact, every developer, perhaps in the world, does the same thing. They provide an estimate of the values, which is used for an equity to produce a loan. And then it's the lender's job to do their own due diligence and assess things and provide a loan that they feel comfortable with, which is exactly what happened. And well, we saw how badly that went, because New York has on the books victimless crimes, whereas no one's hurt, such as in the case with Trump, no one was harmed. Banks were paid on time with interest. Everybody walked away happy. They wanted to do business again with Trump. Where's the harm? Where's the crime? Well, in the New York laws, they actually can prosecute somebody even if there is no harm done. Pretty weird, huh? Well, this is just one simple example of the crazy that has happened in our world, and each of us in our own lives have experienced maybe a foreclosure, a repossession, job losses, illegal taxes, whatever it is, and maybe a divorce, relationship problems, and on it goes. Maybe you've been sued improperly. So how do we end this? Then we have, you know, not that just the things that happened to us, and we look at the children that have been rounded up every day and used for satanic purposes and sexual purposes, and it's horrid what goes on in the world. In wars, you know, killing continues. So darkness has grown, if it would appear, and religions have been there, and they had a good intent to try to find answers to a crazy world. How could, if we have this God we call loving God, how is it that we have so much horrible things happening? Why would God allow this to happen? And so a lot of variations of religions have come forth, each having in many cases some good intention, but many manipulated by the hand of the dark. And they missed the point. They didn't get it. They didn't understand. And I'm not faulting them who did. To understand that this paradigm was not created by God, by the way, that is a fiction. There is no deity or entity called God. It's creator. But when the dark created this paradigm, they also put in layers and layers, keeping us from ever accessing creator. So we had to kind of invent a substitute, and that's in the English language called God, and other names for it around the planet. But none of these have any merit or any power. You can pray all day to them, and there will be nothing this God can do. It may give you a good feeling that you've attempted and tried and left it in the hands of a greater power, but in fact, that was just a fib. That's how clever the dark are. They control us in lots and lots of ways, and religion is just one of them. They control us in our political system. We don't have a sovereign government. We have a corporation, as most around the world are corporations. They never bothered to tell us that, and you go to court, and you think this is supposed to be a common law court, but in fact, it's an admiralty court, and they don't deal with live people. In admiralty, they deal with dead people. That's why your name's capitalized, because you're presumed dead, and after, I think it's 7 years, like you lost at sea for 7 years, you're declared dead, and they take control of your estate. So that's how they've manipulated us. And then they created fake money based on you and your potential worth. And so the whole game has been rigged. Then we have illegal taxes, both U.S. and Canada. The 16th Amendment was never properly ratified, so that's an illegal amendment. So all income taxes are illegal in both countries, and variations of that around the world. And we have the media. Remember what they did to Nixon? The media caught him with the Watergate, so they put him out of office by a little truthful investigative reporting, which was pretty modest compared to what they do today. But so they realized the media has power, so they bought up the dark ones to them. Those of influence in the money world bought up all the media, major media, and made sure that that would never happen again. So that's why we've been lied to consistently in the media. Even the alternative news gets a lot of it right, but still they're doing the blame game. You know, they're blaming Biden, they're blaming Obama, and they're blaming Hillary, or whoever is the target of the day, from the past or current. And if you're blaming, you're not learning. Remember, at the beginning, what's your mission? You didn't come here to blame. You came to learn. And if we're blaming, we're not learning. We're not understanding what is behind this. Why are these people doing these horrible things? And I'm not faulting anyone. We all did it. We all blamed. Our mothers, our fathers, our siblings, our teachers, the bully down the street, employers, and so on and so forth. But at some point, we have come to an awakening, a greater awakening, because 7 years ago, I discovered there is something that is manipulating all people in a negative, harmful way. In other words, you're not just born bad. You're not born into sin, as some religions would tell us. You're born, but there's a dark influence that can mess with you, absolutely. As Flip Wilson used to say, his tagline in his show in the 70s, I think it was, when things went sour south and he did something bad, his line was, "The devil made me do it." And there was a lot of truth in that. But it's not just a single devil or a Satan, as sometimes we refer, like a single individual. No. There are dozens and actually hundreds of different varieties of nasties. They're invisible. And centillions, and that's a term we learned some time ago, didn't we? It's a one with 600 zeros after it. And take that times itself, maybe about 10, 20 times, and you'll get an idea of the proliferation of darkness, how many of them are there. And they're continually producing more, and have been. So discovering these was a huge thing, and that's really what I came here for. It just took me a lifetime for me to peel off enough darkness to pop my head through enough to discover them through my intuition and my third eye, and later Lois joined, and she has a similar ability to see these, not with our visual eyes, but with our third eye and our intuition. We can sense them. And when you find them, they don't like it. You know, they've been hiding very cleverly for all this time, 13,000 years, and when you spot them and identify them, they get really scared, nervous, particularly since then I've been gifted with the abilities, originally with Creator, passing them on to Creator, but then on my own to remove these, make them extinct in various ways. And those gifts increased over the years and continue to do so. So it's been a very long, arduous awakening and very painful one for you, for me, for everyone on the planet. We've experienced, you know, deadly wars, the COVID nonsense. You know, the COVID virus never existed, but the jab did, and that was the intent, to poison and kill off a large chunk of the population. And that's what darkness does. It's evil. And again, it's the opposite of Creator. So it bases everything on fear and destruction. And it invades people. And these, again, are invisible entities. Now, you might say, well, how do you know? You know, well, have you ever seen electricity? We've seen the results of it, but we've never really seen it. We see a scope, but that's, again, a representation of it. It's really not electricity. Have you ever seen gravity? We see the effects of it, but we don't see it. But we've learned about it. Have you ever seen oxygen? It's right there in front of you. Reach out and grab a handful. You're breathing it in all the time. And many other gases that are invisible. So we live in a world where many things are invisible. But we've learned, somebody taught us, oh, they're out there. And here's the study to prove it, and we come to accept it. But we haven't been taught about darkness, have we? So therefore, this is kind of a foreign thing, not to you folks, but to the majority of the population who have no clue. They're still blaming this person, that person, or this group and that group. And then trying to figure out, well, why is God so mean? Must be a vindictive God to be punishing us. Or maybe we are sinners and we have to be punished. No. So the make-believe God is, the way religions try to answer the question, what the heck's going on here? How do you explain the crazy? There's some wonderful things, and then there's these uglies. So they gave it their best shot, but they also got manipulated by the influence of darkness, and certain things were left out of, let's say, the Bible, for example, and other things were tweaked, reversed, for the point of controlling people. As long as you've got them believing, it doesn't matter if it's true or not, as long as they believe it, you can control people with that belief. When you do this, or you go to hell. And if you're really compliant and do what the authorities say, yeah, you might get yourself to heaven. But then there is no heaven and there's no hell because, well, they exist actually here on this planet Earth. There are moments of heaven when we had wonderful experiences. And there's moments of hell. Lots of those too. Remember, the dark created this. Would they create a heaven? Not likely, huh? And beyond this paradigm is just the void. There's nothing. So there is no place to go. When Creator manifests and creates a paradigm, as in the past, they come to an end at some point. Okay, we've learned what we came here to learn, and time to upgrade and start anew. Well, where do all those individuals go? Well, they go into kind of a dormant state, or like a comatose state, a painless one, in a holding area until the new paradigm's ready. Then they come in, jump into this particular new paradigm with a new backstory, a new life, and that's all been pre-created for them. So they come in, and that's our starting point. So when the dark took over, they built all sorts of things in place so that the idea would be there'd be so many layers and gunked up that they would never figure out the game and never awaken, and so the dark would be in control forever. So you can imagine when someone came in, and such as Lois and myself could see them, again, etherically, or see their esoteric essence to our third eye, that was a scary proposition. So I, particularly, since I have the ability to zap them, became enemy number one for the dark. And I paid the price, my family has, my home has, as you have had your version of that as well. It just, you know, when you go to war, there's going to be casualties and things you didn't expect. Very clever. They had all kinds of things, backups behind backups. They had booby traps. They had warriors, all kinds of attackers and ways to discourage and bring harm. And what they couldn't do directly, they can manipulate others to do it to you, such as a legal system. Throw you in prison, or have people come out and try to kill you, or steal your funds and try to put you out of business, throw you in prison. So, you know, these all did happen, you know, to us here as a club. And again, we can blame the dark as well, if you will, or we can learn from and understand who they are, what they are, and what is the way to get rid of them. That is why I'm here. And it took me the vast majority of my life to figure that out, but just like with you, you've been blocked and hindered with your mission. But if you look at your life, you can kind of find a trend. You've been pulling for the little guy, for truth. That's why you're here, listening on this call. If you didn't have that belief, or those inner feelings, you wouldn't have migrated and become members, or at least listeners on this call. And in the beginnings, we thought the answer was money. You know, we saw the corrupt financial system, and they stealing our money in illegal taxes. Let's steal it back, or take it back, but only not steal it, but do it legally. And there was a legal way to do the AR process, but do you still need somebody to enforce it that is honorable? But the courts are not honorable. As I said, they're not common law courts anymore. They're there to preserve the financial system and the ones that put money in their pockets. So the legal system's corrupt. Political system's been corrupted. So where do you get help? Well, you don't. You go after them, and they either kill you, put you in prison, or put you out of business. So we had to back off of that strategy. And in fact, money, the concept of money is actually a dark creation. In prior paradigms, there was never such a thing as money. It didn't exist. And sadly, I'm going to still got some cleanup to do. I'm going to have to go to my backup speaker. So excuse the clicking here. Okay, so we still have elements of the dark that are still messing with me, getting my messages out to you. So we'll do the handset here. So the challenge has been, where's the root of this? You know, where's the beginning? We on a daily basis take out groups of nasties, another group, and it's seemed endless. This was 7 years ago. And for 7 years, we've been doing this. But then we moved up the ladder higher and higher as we had greater visibility. The more you remove, then you can see a little further. And finally, we got to some of the core items that were done at the very beginning of this, or even before the paradigm was created by the dark. And they set in place certain things that they built on, and all darkness, you know, flowed through it. And they had converters. They take Creator's light and convert it into darkness. So all energy still comes from Creator. It's just that they flip it around to evil purposes. And we've taken out piece after piece after piece, especially in the recent months, at the very top of the beginning of this, and more have been discovered. In fact, we've over 38,000 sessions that we've done over these years, and that's a lot. And some of them have been huge. And since Monday, we had a little chat, if you were on that call, and we brought you up to date on a number of things, and what the future would hold. And then another discovery was found. There's the etheric world. That's all the good stuff. Okay, that's where light and love comes from. And then the flip side to that would be the esoteric. That's where the darkness comes from. Well, that still existed. It had never occurred to me until a couple days ago that still is a problem. And so we took it on and knocked it out, and then a follow-up with that would be all the contents of it. And that's been processing, and you may have noticed some significant things going on in your life, a lot of purging or this and that, as this is processing, as we have done other big things. This was another. So this is the most recent one, and then there's some subsets of that as well we've been knocked out, but that was a huge one, and it was a game changer in a positive way. And again, reflecting on the Monday call, we said there's a new pathway. We've had about six different types of outcomes that Creator had laid out for us as to how we would leave this game of duality and where we would wind up. And those games move from one to the other, adjustments from one to another, because as new things were discovered, oh, well, now we can do this, we'll do more of this, or maybe we have to adjust and do that. But it's always in a positive way moving forward. Well, this latest one was no exception. And so the outcomes I had outlined on the Monday call now have provided, another interim step that will likely be coming forth quite soon. That will give us a jump start. And there's going to be some major changes that you'll be seeing on the planet as a result of this. Without anything supporting darkness anymore, the one percenters we've talked about, as much as a year ago, I think, these are the darkest of the dark who are gone so deeply into the dark that there was no way to ever bring them back. And we find them in key positions all over the planet, like the Obamas and the Hillarys and the Bidens and the Rothschilds and Warburgs and so forth, the Newsoms. These folks who have gone deep and became slaves to the darkness. And they are now being extinguished. We thought that was going to happen a long time ago, but the energies weren't right, and with the esoteric realm still in existence, of course we weren't realizing it back then, and was containing or maintaining their ability to survive. But what also happened here some days ago was incrementally the energies of the planet were raised by Creator. Let's say they were at 100%, now they're up to 150% higher. In other words, in a higher vibration toward the light. And that in a turn in itself will extinguish a great deal of darkness. So that combined with now the esoteric realm being extinguished, and there's still some things processing, but that's be quickly wrapped up. We find ourselves in a very interesting position where new possibilities are being bantered about. And the details of that I'll save for next Monday call for those who join us, and we might put something in the newsletter, this coming newsletter, but things are really accelerating in a very positive way, beyond what I had even expected on my most optimistic view of things. So, and they'll be happening before the next newsletter as well, so you'll be observing things. I'll let you kind of observe them rather than give you hints right now. But it's all good, wonderful. And we are finally can say the Wicked Witch is dead. Now, there's some remnants, as I said, floating around that are still being mopped up. We did some more today. And that'll continue, no doubt, for a bit, but I'm seeing significant changes in myself, as some of you maybe. Sometimes it's a little rough because you're purging big time and it seems like things are bad, but what you're purging is the darkness that has accumulated in you and is leaving. And sometimes it's kind of a rough ride for a bit of a time. So if you're an elite member and are experiencing lots of stress, you should now know what to do. Contact us, and we'll do our best to help you. Well, I think that sums up what I came here to share tonight. But it's all good news and better news than we had expected, or at least I had expected. So there may be two interim steps, and then finally we do the ascension into our limited light beings, into a new world that's waiting for us. So, let's see what kinds of comments or questions you might have here tonight as Creator continues to work with you. Okay, if you're on the main line, star 6 and the 1 key, we'll put you into the queue. If you have a question or a comment, and if you're international, star 2. So how can we assist you tonight? Now, if you're on the Monday call, you were given a pretty hefty update, but even that has changed again. As I said, things are moving exponentially quicker than we have seen. We were at a snail's pace some 7 years ago, making little nibbles and bits, taking chunks of dark and then bigger bites. And now we're hitting home runs and grand slams and knocking the dickens out of the dark. And while our guests are pondering and getting their blessings from Creator, perhaps Lois might have a comment or a question or observation.
I had you on mute. I had forgot I had put it on mute.
Mm-hmm.
I have noticed a lot of energy changes taking place. There are times I definitely feel more tired, and I am listening to my body to get the rest and the sleep that I need. And there are times I feel more energetic, so I do take advantage of those to get things done.
Yeah, and I'm noticing a lot of physical things with my body are healing at an accelerating rate, and that may or may not be happening for you. We found all sorts of things in recent months that were blocking, or even the things that we've been doing with Creator, or directly, much of that has been blocked or limited. So the changes that we have intended, or Creator has intended, there were so many layers of darkness still in the way that it was undoing, or not necessarily undoing, but blocking them from having the effect that was intended. Now, those intentions are still out there, and once you remove more and more of the gunk that was blocking it, it'll start to kick in and do what it was intended to do. So we're it's been very frustrating sometimes for us, too, here, to see why aren't we seeing faster changes. And now we understand, and particularly now with the esoteric realm on its way out and getting mopped up, we believe that be the last stronghold for the dark. And Creator has, as a result of that, enhanced the transition into, another interim step, which will be very welcomed. So we'll see as that unfolds. And as the details come, we'll share those with you. All right, we have a hand up here. Let's see who has joined us. Yes, first name, please.
Hello, this is Elaine.
Hi, Elaine.
Can you hear me okay?
I sure can.
Okay. I, for the longest time, I couldn't figure out how to do the cross crawl on a regular basis. And a week or two ago, I found something. I thought it might be helpful for other people. When I go to the bathroom, I sit down, and I notice that my knees are right there in front of me. So are my elbows. And I started doing it every time I sit down now. I do the cross crawl. It takes about 6 seconds.
Yeah, that's a good way to remind yourself, isn't it?
It is. It's right there, and it's convenient, and you don't have to stop and go somewhere else to make it happen. So I thought that might be useful, maybe more for women than for men. But it's worked well for me, and I just keep doing it many times throughout the day now.
Well, excellent. That's a good thought. Thank you for sharing.
You're welcome.
Yeah, some of our greatest ideas come from the throne. You get my drift.
Yes.
It's a very interesting place because you're alone, no interruptions, right? And it's a good time to reflect, and very often intuitive things come forward, as well as you said, a mechanical thing. Can use that time very effectively.
Yes.
So I have found many things come forward as I'm arising from bed to get up, or just in a quiet place. And that's we all can do that. We can, whatever the space that is, when you're totally alone, no interruptions. Are you on a speakerphone by chance?
Yes.
Okay, I'm hearing that echo. That's where that's from. So if you could...
There's this handset, and I never know... The speaker's on the back of it, and the keys are on the front, and I never know which side is which then. Here, I'll turn it over the other way. Is that better?
No, it's the same. It's acceptable.
Okay.
We're pretty well at the end of our call here anyway, so with you anyway. Unless there's another question or comment?
No, that's it for me.
Okay, well, thanks for sharing. We appreciate it, and may
you
be blessed. Yeah, as a reminder, if you raise your hand, take yourself off the speaker, it comes through a lot clearer for all of us. Well, I'm going to... Creator's still working with each of you, and I'm going to put you on kind of in a quiet mode here and allow you to just ponder as we were talking about yourself and your life and wherever you still find yourself blaming or whoever you're blaming, whatever you're blaming. Find out what is it I'm needing to learn, or what's the lesson I'm yet to learn from that? Because if I'm blaming, I'm not learning. I'm giving away my power to them when I blame them. Whereas take your power back to yourself and say, well, here's a beautiful lesson for me to learn from. Why am I giving this away? How can I grow from this? I understand they were influenced by darkness when they did what they did. And I was hurt, for sure, by that. But from that hurt, I have uplifted myself with a higher understanding, or one that I'm about to discover. And I can grow from that experience and rise above it. And there's a beautiful lesson there for you. So take some time and explore those lessons, or discover them. And we'll check in with you here in a few minutes and let you kind of ponder this in a quiet mode here. Take a nice cleansing breath in through your nose into your heart space. Let it out slowly through tight lips. So what have you been discovering? Think of all the people, the places, the things you've blamed in your life. What was the message? What was the learning that we all missed when we're busy blaming? You adapted somehow to the situation that was unfair, unjust, of course. And by adapting, adjusting, you grew. Your life shifted in a new direction. See, the dark is a horrible thing, but it's also a teacher. And a cruel one, a nasty one, but it's a teacher. To be ended very soon and never to return, but nonetheless, let's learn. So dig a little deeper and find what was the advantage of what happened. Yeah. Even though the experience was horrible, it turned your life upside down. How did you grow from that experience? How did you become a better person? So I'll check back with you in a few minutes. Take another in-breath into your nose, into your heart space. Hold. Let it out slowly through tight lips. Well, what have you discovered thus far? Have you found a couple of items, or maybe several, that you hadn't thought about before in a new way? And without that rough, tough, ruffle-your-feathers experience, you would never have pursued this or pursued that. So sometimes that inner rage can stimulate something very positive in you to take certain actions that view life differently, puts you on a new road, moves you in a new direction, so you seek truth in new places. So there is a value in darkness. Well, yes, it's going to be gone soon, but you'll never be back. So take advantage of the corruption, the pain, the suffering, the struggling, and learn from it. Remember the old Rocky movies? Rocky Balboa with Sly Stallone fighting the good fight against all odds, taking his licks. We all rooted for him, didn't we? Or the Rambos and so forth. It all came at a price, sometimes a hefty price. In the filming of one of the Rockies, I think it was the Russian fighter, and of course these are staged events for Hollywood, but Stallone said, I'm getting pretty good at this boxing thing. Why don't you, instead of holding back on your punches, why don't you give me your best shot and I'll counter. And the guy says, okay. So they went through a scene and wham. He broke Stallone's jaw. Spent a couple of months in rehab. So the reality is sometimes when you let the darkness, and I mean it was a planned event, but still let the darkness loose, it hurts. So going head-to-head with darkness or toe-to-toe is sometimes not the way. The way to win often is the indirect way. As we have found, removing darkness from the planet. We've often gone toe-to-toe with them, but sometimes that's a painful way to do it because they'll fight you all the way to the death. But sometimes by simply removing their power, and then they shrink up to nothing, is a more elegant way to win. And we might find that true in our lives, going head and toe-to-toe with them in a court, which is stacked against you, is the painful way, and very often leads to a loss because it's a rigged system, or counting on your representative to do it for you, and when he's been or she's been bribed, is a losing cause. So the only way out of this game, as I see it, and Creator envisions it with me, is simply to remove the darkness and find your heart. That's your part. Seek truth and find your heart. And that's the indirect way, as we mop up the darkness and return the sane world. Now, that's sometimes easier said. How do you find your heart if you haven't? And most of on this call no doubt have. But your friends, neighbors, families, people in your workplace, have they? And when you share and have shared the truth in the past, they were rejecting it because, again, the influence of darkness blocked their brains, blocked their hearts, so it was very difficult for them to comprehend what you had figured out. But as more and more of the dark recedes, they too will maybe come forward and say, tell me more. What was that thing you were telling me? Or about this club, you know, with this information, whatever. So it's been a long, long struggle. Coming on 20 years now, this fall, for the club, that I've been in this mode of finding truth and going toe-to-toe and finding that doesn't work in the crazy world because the dark has manipulated and controlled every aspect of everything. So the real answer is what we discovered about 7 years back is let's remove the darkness. And then new possibilities just start to appear. So spend a few more minutes kind of pondering your life and finding where it is you're going. What is your mission? What was your purpose for being here? And Creator will be wrapping up here quite soon, and check in with you then. Okay, let's get back together here. And the Creator has completed his mission with each of you. And we're still in Q&A mode, so if you have a comment, what did you learn about yourself, your life, the value of darkness? Yeah, I said that correctly. What was the value of darkness in your life? How has it affected you, moved you in new directions? Kind of like a kick in the butt sometimes, or worse, but it moved us in new ways in our lives and put us on a different pathway, did it not? What did that pathway yield, and what did you discover? Sometimes life is like going to the grocery store, loading up a basket full of goods and paying for it and leaving without your goods. So you paid the price, but you didn't get the benefit. And that's what most of us have done. We paid the price, got angry, did all the blaming and all that usual stuff, but we didn't get the benefit from what was that lesson? What was the value of paying that price? So, who'd like to comment with us here tonight? But maybe you've learned something or see life differently, or have found that it has benefited you in many ways, having had the dark experiences, the challenges. Star 6 in the 1 key, main line, star 2 international. What did you learn here tonight? Yes, we all want at the end, absolutely, and we're on the brink of that happening, but let's not leave without our lessons, without their basket full of goodies here. Let's unwrap them. What was the value, the positive thing that you've learned and gained? How have you grown? Want to take a shot at that one? Have you got anything in particular that you've reflected on tonight?
Well, I also want to remind everyone to give their thanks and gratitude to Creator and Mother Earth.
Absolutely. Let's take a few moments here and give our thanks to Creator for the blessings we have just received. And back to my question, Lois, did you have anything you'd like to share?
Yes, what I learned every time I was faced with adversity from darkness, what I learned is that I became a stronger person, and it helped me to walk away from those people who were in my life that were not heading toward light. And I could walk away without, feeling bad about myself. I felt good in walking away and going toward something. At that time, I didn't know what it was, but I knew I was going toward something that was better. And each time, it brought me closer to light. And it gave me that inner strength to keep moving toward. afford light.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, excellent. In my 20 years of pursuing truth, has met with a lot of adversity from people who just don't want the truth. Didn't want it. In fact, some of our members became irate about this or that and moved on, and so be it. You know, they weren't quite ready for the truth, and I've seen in my personal life, too, a lot of folks, are even close family members, are not, they weren't ready, and maybe still aren't. And that's okay. You know, not everybody's going to graduate, as we've talked about many times. And all you can do is, you know, leave the door open. And that's what the Creator is doing as well, for those who are willing to seek the truth and find their hearts. And that's only a small percent of the populace. And so it is, like any school. You've got dropouts, you've got flunkouts, and those who just squeak by and those who excel. And this game is very much like that. All right, last call out here, *6 and 1 key. If you have something to share or a question, or international folks, *2, or we'll wrap it up. And that appears to be our call here tonight. Thank you very much for being with us. Thank you, Creator, Mother Earth. Thank you, Lois, and all of our guests here tonight. And may you all be blessed.